Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Probably the most famous statue of Jesus is found overlooking Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. But recently, I heard about another amazing statue of Jesus, virtually the same size as that in Rio. But this statue, Christ the Redeemer, is found on Monte San Biagio, near Matia, Italy. It stands just over 21 meters tall, with an arm span of 19 meters. It was erected in 1965 by the famous sculptor Bruno Innocenzi. The statue is made with reinforced concrete, covered with a mixture of white cement and marble, which was taken from the nearby quarry at Carrara. This giant statue of Jesus the Redeemer, with his hands outstretched in blessing, are visible from the sea for many miles. But a false impression is given that Jesus is looking out toward the sea, welcoming all to the shore. Yet in fact, his back is facing the sea, and he is actually looking landward, casting his gaze over the local villages. For those who make the long trek up the mountain to see the statue, it is as if Jesus' outstretched arms are there to welcome them and bless them. But these outstretched arms may also serve another purpose. They may also be a warning. The risen Christ may be saying to all those who approach him, "Beware, do not pass me by. For if you pass by, you will plummet over the cliff's edge to your death on the rocks below. Please do not ignore my warning, because if you do, there will be deadly consequences. You will have no hope. But I desire to save you from perishing." This is a wonderful depiction of our risen Savior Jesus Christ, who loved us so that he died in our place to save us from eternal damnation. His nail-pierced, outstretched hands still bid us to come to him today, for there is salvation and forgiveness in no one else. But the majority of people in the world today merely pass by this Christ the Redeemer, hardly giving him a second glance. They are so busy going their own way, doing their own things, that Jesus, at best, is a curious figure whom they deem to be irrelevant or having little, if anything, to offer them. But this situation is nothing new. In fact, Jesus himself had to deal with people who came to him seeking mercy and also with people who came to him to reject him and who sought his destruction. But just as now, he spoke words of comfort and salvation to the weak and the needy, while he spoke words of warning to those who rejected him. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 42 to 44, he says, "Have you never heard in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on the stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." These words of Jesus spoken to the Pharisees who sought his demise were words of warning. For Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected. He is the cornerstone upon which God's plan of redemption rests. And for all who reject Jesus and his saving mission, he will fall on them like the proverbial ton of bricks. They are like those who walk by the great statue of Christ the Redeemer and plummet to their death on the rocks below. They were warned, but they ignored Jesus, and this led ultimately to destruction. But for those who hear the call of Jesus to come and to believe that he is their Redeemer, there is a rock of salvation, a rock who can be our refuge during every storm and tempest. a Savior, who is broken for sinners so that we might be forgiven and redeemed. Learn from the statue of Christ, the Redeemer at Meritia, to come. Come to Jesus and worship under the blessing of His outstretched hands. But also stop there at His feet without passing Him by. For those who do so at their own peril. Let us pray. O Almighty God, reign in our lives so that Christ may have the sole dominion over us, that we may embrace Him with our whole hearts, honor Him with all of our faculties, confess Him with our tongue, and glorify Him by our works. Together with You, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.